All right, I'm going to start off and say a prayer. Do you bow with me? Dear Lord, thank you that we can all gather here today and maybe take something away from tonight and apply in our lives, or just renew a love for you, or just reconnect with you, God. Thank you for all the blessings you give us and everything you do for us. It's in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay. How far are we willing to go with God? In America, we have the freedom to practice any religion that we want to, as long as it isn't excessively breaking the law. In some countries, though, people are not so fortunate. Would you be willing to go to the end, to give it all? What would you be willing to give? I want you to consider God's power and glory. Look up to the heavens and imagine his vast amount of works. Look at a friend and imagine the beauty and creativity that was put into making that person. Look at your sins and your downfalls in your life, and then imagine a man without sin, without fear, without shame, and without blame, that went to a cross and hung in grueling pain and agony so that all unworthy men and women could be saved. We were saved even though we did not deserve his amazing grace. Imagine a man that forgave all people while holding their sins on a cross. Imagine a man that took it all, and then go back to the question, what would you be willing to give? That's actually something that I wrote near the beginning of my first semester in college. You know, it's an interesting time. I was making a transition in my life. I was moving out of the house. I was doing things on my own. And I thought that being in Christian college, in Christian community, I'd be able to be open, not have fear, not have worry, talk about God whenever I need to. But I realized I was not ready to give it all up at that time. And after I made that realization, I wrote that pretty much for myself. At the time, I thought I was kind of trying to, I was like figuring God out. That's what I thought. I thought I was figuring him out. I thought I had my life in control. And needless to say, God isn't someone that we can figure out. He's not someone that we can comprehend. His power, his glory is beyond our comprehension, and so is his way of thinking. Things in my life started changing, becoming more difficult. I had to put more responsibilities on myself. My way of life changed. At this point, you know, you start to question yourself. You start to question the things you do because they're your own responsibilities and it's your own life. But I went to a lesson one Wednesday night, and I guess at that point I was starting to almost question God, like why things happened the way they were, why there were struggles in my life, why there was things that happened. And I went to a lesson one night, and the speaker at the church there, his name is Jeff McMillan, he talked about Job, and that hit me really well. And pretty much Job 38 is an amazing, amazing chapter. If you know the story of Job, Job's a very godly man. His life's been very good. He's wealthy. He's successful. He has a good family. And the devil says that Job will fall away if God takes away his stuff, if he takes away his material possessions. And so God gives him hardships, and Job starts to question God. And I love Job 38 because it's kind of like a slap in the face to Job, and he's like waking up. And it was kind of like a slap in the face to me. So I'm going to read just the beginning of Job 38, verse 1 through 8. It says, "And the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said, 'Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measure line across it? On what were its footing set? Or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea behind its doors when it burst forth from the womb?'" And God just goes on and on about all these things that he's done. And it just made me realize it's God's power is beyond us. It's not something that we can comprehend. It's not something we can grasp. And even if we're quiet, it says in Luke 19:40, the rocks will even cry out his glorious name. And that's something that really I need to be reminded of. I feel like it's something that really needs to be reminded of us constantly, just how powerful God really is. I got into a discussion with my dad the other day whether or not we should fear God. Happy Father's Day, Dad. And in 1 John 4:18, it says, perfect love casts out fear. But we're humans. We don't have perfect love, and we make mistakes. We have Jesus, and we're saved through his love, but we still make mistakes. And so I believe we should still fear the Lord. A lot of the times, it's a lack of fear. It causes me, it's probably not just me, it's that lack of fear that causes us to do stupid things, to make mistakes, because we don't have that fear. Just another thought, I read about why it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God, and I just was thinking about that, and I guess it's just a comfortable feeling. You don't feel fear if you're rich, if you're comfortable on this earth. So something else I wrote was, the reason that it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God is because it's easy to look at what you have and tell God, I feel safe, and everything's good right now. Don't worry about me. I'll call you when I need to. It's easy to do that in our lives, I think. We're surrounded by life's pleasures, worldly pleasures here in America. We think that the people that are being killed and persecuted for their beliefs, we think that those are the ones that have it hard, but really we're wrong. The people that are out there that are being strong, even in these hard times, those are the ones that are getting what they need to be getting. And Luke, it says the poor will inherit the kingdom of heaven. And sometimes we just kind of sit in our wealth and we think we're blessed, and we are blessed. But it's easy to be tricked by the devil in that sense. It's easy to be lukewarm Christians, and it says if we're lukewarm Christians, God is going to spit us out. It says God takes care of the birds of the air and the fish of the sea and all the creatures of the earth. And a lot of times, at least for me, I end up getting comfortable when I think that I can handle myself and I can keep care of myself and take care of myself. But God's power is the only thing that's going to keep us safe. It's the only thing that's going to make us live forever in heaven. It's going to make us His. Once again, our material possessions have caused us to be fearful of life without wealth. We replace our faith and trust in God with our faith and wealth, and that was easy for me to do whenever I first started going to college, is where I put my faith, where I put my trust, and I don't know, my desiring, I guess. Because we fear the world, we should be fearful of God, but we should not fear the world because of God. It's just something that's really, really obvious, at least in my life. It's easy to get comfortable. It's easy to want to do the same things over and over again, but that's not always the right thing to do. And God asks us to go out of our comfort zone sometimes and maybe do things that we're uncomfortable with, or do things that are maybe different to what we might think is normal in the real world. Christians should seem normal to the real world, to the world here, because the worldly desires are not what our desires should be. Our desires should be God and God alone. We are all sinners. If you don't know that by now, then I'm sure I'll be praying for you and other people will be. We need to realize that we're not good enough to make it in the kingdom of God, but Jesus is good enough. And his blood that was sacrificed on the cross is all we need. It's all we need to have in order to go to heaven someday. We need to be conscious of our sin, conscious of ourselves, and we need to be humble. A lot of the times our wealth, our blessings on here on earth, they become what we put in our throne, and we put them in our top priorities, whether it be money or a game or anything, and it's easy to slip God off the throne and slip him out of what we put number one. But don't be drowned in worry, and we need to be conscious of our sin, and we need to humble ourselves before God, but do not be drowned in worry, for God has made us new in him and his son's precious blood. God's mercy is in our lives, and we need to shout to the heavens His love will wash away our fear, His power will wash away our weakness, and His sacrifice will wash away our sins. And a lot of the times I forget that, and I just feel sometimes I get defeated, and I get worried and caught up in this world. But it's always good to know that because of God, we should not fear the world. We shouldn't fear the world because of God. And that's all I have to say.